morning at Lawrence Construction.
Hey, is Edera?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
Hold on.
Ed Lawrence.
Hey, Ed. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
That's good. Good to hear. The reason I call here, won't take a bunch of time. I saw you guys had done some work with the Financial Pacific a couple years back. Does that sound familiar?
Yes,
okay, right on. Well, you had a pretty good relationship with them over there. And because of that, we were able to get you a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to reach out and see how business was treating you.
Well, we're a little short because we've got a bonding company that we're going to have to sue to get our money from them because the builder went broke on us.
Oh, wow. That's
it's a bonded job, you know. They're not very forthcoming about paying us. I guess that's to be expected. It's like an insurance company. They don't want to pay a claim, you know. It hurts our balance sheet. They want to stall you till at least the first of next year, you know.
Of course. Yes, yeah, so you guys are probably in, like, pinch for some cash then, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, we're in a little bit of a pinch. Not bad. I mean, we got enough cash flow to carry us, but it's we just don't have any reserves.
Exactly, you know, and that's, you know, could be tough there coming up towards the end of the year and all. Exactly. No, I understand that. Have you thought of maybe taking out a little capital to have a little extra purchasing power and that kind of thing to stay on top of everything? Okay. Have you, like, looked into it so far or just kind of ballparking here right now?
Well, we're just talking. The interest rates are of concern. We're not, we don't want to be parking some money in a bank account and paying a lot of interest on it, so we need to see what that looks like.
Of course. Yeah, that's always a big concern there too. Well, yeah, just to give you a quick little rundown here then, our capital program is unsecured cash, and the way that works is we based off of your sales there. So, I mean, if you're looking at just having a little extra capital at the end of the year to, you know, stay atop of everything and make sure you do have enough cash, you know, to get jobs started and underway, that's always an option there. Really, what would be ideal for you as of right now? Have you brought anything like that?
About $100,000.
$100K? Okay.
Yeah.
And would you be looking more like along the short-term side of that, just because it's might not take too long, or would you be trying to go over, you know, like a longer term, you think?
Well, we'd like to stretch it out in the event this litigation goes on once the get paid, well, then we're able to write your check and be done with it. So we would want something to slow prepayment penalty once we get paid from our claim with the bonding company.
Of course. Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. Well, we could definitely help you out over here with that. And the cool thing is we do not have any prepayment penalties. Actually, we offer the exact opposite. So we give discounts for early payback and that kind of thing. So usually, you know, if the cool thing is, I know you're looking kind of maybe a 1 or 2 year term, then it sounds like, possibly,
yeah,
somewhere around there. Okay, well, $100K at that, shouldn't be a problem there. And just before we go any further, you mind if I ask you a couple questions just to see what you might qualify for over here?
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty, so like I was saying, we base mostly this capital off of your sales. So instead of like credit, we assume like if you're having a lot of cash coming in and out, you can pretty much just cash flow your note and pay for, you know, the payments and whatnot. So what'd you guys do in sales last year? About 1.2? Okay. Nice. And your ending balances on your bank account, so those staying positive lately, the last 6 months or so?
Oh, yeah, we're always positive. It's just it may be from $1,000 to $10,000, but it's always positive.
Okay. Nice. Well, that shouldn't be too much of a problem there at all. And so the $100K would kind of just be able to allow you to have just kind of extra cash on hand, so you will kind of be able to take care of all the bills and that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, if somebody's late paying me, I can go ahead and discount my bill. I don't have to wait till I get paid.
Okay. And did you guys already start all the stuff with that company trying to get the money back and whatnot over there?
Yeah. Well, in fact, the lawyers need to file paperwork this week.
Okay. Nice.
I mean, we got lawyers assigned to it and everything, and they're working on the draft documents as we speak.
Okay, so how long ago did that happen? Did they actually decide they weren't going to pay you, and you guys have to?
We've submitted the bills to them. They've reviewed them, and we said they asked for additional information. We provided it, and then we just kind of like seem to be hung up here. They can't seem to decide what they want to do. So the only way we know to do, we have to file suit to get them to put a needle in their butt to get them moving.
Oh, yeah, of course. And that's probably a pretty lengthy process, too, sometimes, huh?
No, we have a federal court in Alexandria that is they call it the rocket docket. It takes about 2 months to go through there.
Oh, only 2 months. Okay, that's not too bad then. So
this thing will be done by springtime, most likely, unless there's some insinuating circumstances that I can't foresee right now.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. At least it's not going to, won't be stuck with it for a couple of years. I know sometimes those processes are pretty lengthy there and have tends to be expensive also. So that's good that it's not going to take too much of your time up. And
no,
then
we're looking at about $25,000 in litigation costs at the moment.
Oh, that's a.
We're looking to collect up to a half a $1 million.
Oh, wow. So, no, that'll, hopefully it all works out. Excuse me. Hopefully it all works out for you then.
It's better than playing the lottery.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like it. Sounds like pretty assuring there, too. So, that's good to hear. Alrighty there, Ed. So, how long have you been in business over there?
About 25 years.
25 years? All right.
Yeah, I'm getting old now. Some gray around my temples now.
yeah, that's what hard work will give you there, though. That's, nothing wrong with that. Then did you start it yourself?
What's that?
Did you start the business yourself?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, nice. So you're 100% owner then?
Yes.
Nice. So what kind of led you to open your own doors? Were you in the industry before and decided to go out on your own, or how'd that arise?
No, I used to be in a different business. I used to be a mechanical contractor.
Oh, okay.
And I was in with six other people. There were seven of us, and we built it up into a 12 to 20 million dollar a year business. And,
wow.
When I left there, we had about $8 or $9 million in assets, and my payout was $1 million. But I had to get it over time because they couldn't delete the bank account just to write me a check. So.
Of course, yeah. No, well, that's sounds like you guys are pretty successful over there.
Yeah. You know, we know what we're doing. We've been around a long time, and we know most of the big builders and you know, people ask us to do work. We don't bid unless somebody asks us, would we please do this, that, or the other thing for them. We're not, just outbidding work to be doing for the experience.
Of course. No, so you guys sound like quality's a pretty big aspect of your business then, huh?
Yeah.
Your work's, yeah.
Got a good successful track record. And we've tried to leave no stone unturned to make sure that if a little settlement occurred somewhere, or some little problem somewhere, we try to jump out and take care of it so it's not an issue, you know.
Definitely. No, that's sounds like you guys have been, on the right side of everything, too, for the last few years.
And of course, it's a fairly easy business because when you dig in the ground, you get soil scientists come in there and bless what you're doing. If the compaction's right while they test it and approve it, then you don't have to worry about the ground settling or the pavement settling. We normally don't run into that. So.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's nice to hear that you aren't having a problem along those lines there.
With the torn water work we do, whatever we do, whether the county or the state or the federal government or somebody comes out and inspects it and proves that it's been tested, unique and unusual happens, getting callbacks, we're done.
Yeah, that's sounds like you guys got it set up pretty well then. Does it typically stay pretty busy for you heading into like the holiday season and everything too?
Oh yeah. We're there's ton of work out here, and we're turning people down all the time. We just can't get to all of it.
Oh wow! So you got definitely staying pretty busy then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So and then are you guys mostly like private contracting or like commercial?
We work for builders who work for the federal government or the state government.
Oh, okay. So
we're working in places like Quantico and Fort Belvoir and some other places I can't mention because I'll get. They got a new deal now. If you start talking about one of these secret jobs, and you're found out, you can go up to jail for up to 2 years.
Oh, are you serious? Wow.
Yeah. So all I can tell you is I went out west and we did some work out there, not very far from here, and they were happy with our job and whatever crap they're doing over there, we can't talk about it.
No, that sounds like some pretty classified stuff. That's pretty cool though. That's you get to be a part of that there.
They know that we're tight-lipped, and we also do quality work. So we've been asked for it a number of occasions.
Of course, no. I actually worked at construction before this, and I was doing like HVAC and stuff for government buildings, and we got a job at one of the bases over here, and we went a few stories underground and had to go into some classified stuff, and had to give our social security numbers and lock our phones up in this cabinet and have them all the cell phone jammers on and everything. It was a pretty neat experience, just all in itself there.
Yeah, they do that to us. Yeah, they're death on camera phones. They don't like camera phones at all. So.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's
pretty tight on that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Ed. Well, the 100K doesn't sound like a problem, especially with you bringing in the 1.2. We're able to really see you can have with your bank statements, you're having cash coming in and out, so we can see that you'll pay your bills and whatnot. And then, do you have any other capital loans out right now?
We have one with Atlantic Pacific, I think. We have making payments every month for about another 6 or 8 months or so.
Okay. Do you know how much you originally took that out for?
No, I don't remember now. It's about $40,000 or something.
Okay. And you think you're almost done on that?
Yeah, we're getting near the end of it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So if you had to take just a ballpark guess, how close you think, or what do you think the balance is left on that?
Oh, $8,000 or $9,000, something like that.
$8,000 or $9,000. Okay. Perfect. Alrighty, cool. Well, sounds like we'll definitely be able to help you get some cash flow going over there to, get you all squared away for the next couple months till the suit gets settled out and everything. So, pretty quick process over here. It's nice. I know that some larger banks take quite a while to get this process back going. So, what I'll tell you is we can start off by doing to give you some hard numbers and stuff, usually takes around a day at most to get that back to you after we get your paperwork in. So we just need a one-page application, super quick, simple, probably taking you the most time just to print it off your computer. 6 months of your bank statements, since I mentioned we're looking at the cash, we kind of want to see how your business has been the last 6 months. And then lastly, your most recent tax return, just so we could see the ownership breakdown of the company. You said you were 100%, so no problem there. And then your gross annual sales for the last year. Since you already have another loan out too, it could maybe take a couple days longer than the normal time, just because we have to deal with the existing loan and everything. So we have a couple different ways we can go too. I forgot to mention we could do like a complete payback of your loan, pay that loan off, and then try to get you additional capital on top of that, so that way you only have one payment altogether.
We wouldn't do that because this loan was a little unique here. I normally wouldn't do one of these, but the interest isn't forgivable. They won't discount the interest if I pay it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. No, so, okay, we'll try to go for second position too, then that's perfectly fine. And with that, we'll just, get you some additional, try to get you that 100K on top. But, alrighty, what's a good email for you, Ed?
Carol, Carolm, all one word. Carolm. Then the at symbol,
Okay.
And ELCCO.com.
ELCCO.com. All right, Carolm, C-A-R-O-L-M, at ELCCO.com.
That's it.
Awesome. Well, I'll shoot you over the application right now, the short list of documents we'll need, and then after I get that stuff back from you, I'll take a quick look at it, give you a call back, let you know how long we should be working with till we get you some,
okay,
you know.
Put some estimate of what the interest rate.
Okay, so usually on the capital, it's not, we don't have a set interest rate. What we do is we give you a fixed payback, and normally it starts around 10 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and just to let you know, I mean, it's unsecured cash, so it's it has a tendency to be a little bit more expensive than other things, just for the fact that we're not asking for anything as collateral. So and just to, you know, give you a sense of how it works, we'll get you approved for the highest amount we can give you. I know you're looking for like 100K. Say we come back to you with 150, you're able to know how much you can get from us. And then, of course, you can take however much you're looking for, however much you want. We're not going to, you know, dictate that at all. And then after that, we just deposit it all into your account there. And from there, you know, we trust, you know, you're a smart business owner. We're understanding you're probably going to use it however you see fit for your business. But, you know, we really don't check. So that's typically why there's just a little bit more expense on that, just for that reason alone.
Okay, well, shoot me something over and we'll get back to you.
Okay, when do you think you might be able to shoot me the application and stuff back by?
Probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow. All right, Ed. Well, if you could just reply to my email to make sure it went through, that would be great. And I will give you a call tomorrow afternoon. If I don't see nothing back, make sure you don't have any questions or anything.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, Ed. Have a good one. Look forward to hearing from you. All right. Bye.